You are about to do the work that closes phase one. The previous three modules produced raw material. The costume audit, name the costume in five domains. The vocabulary declassification opened up the words you could not operate on before. The architecture sketch put the life you would actually build, in operation, onto a page. Each of those installs is real. None of them are load-bearing alone. The integration document is what compresses all three into one operating spec that future you can return to, a year from now, in the middle of the field's pullback, and have enough to operate from. This document is not a summary. It is not a journal entry. It is not a write-up of what you learned. The integration document is the operating spec that phase two and phase three build from. When you reread it, the question is not whether it still feels accurate. The question is whether it is still load-bearing. So we are going to compose it together. Slowly. With the costumes pulled back, named in advance, so you can see it coming. Because here is what is true about the moment you are about to enter. Composing this document is the highest leverage moment for the costumes pulled back in the entire phase one. The costume has been running for decades. It is not unwilling to let you write a document, but it is not willing to let you write a document that names it without insurance. The insurance shows up in five failure modes. We are going to walk through them now, before you start writing, because every one of them is going to try to operate on you at some point during the composition. The first failure mode is writing for an imagined audience. The costume notices that the document exists and assumes there is an audience for it. There is not. The integration document is for future. You alone, under pullback pressure. The moment you catch yourself writing a sentence that sounds like it would be quoted, the costume is running. Rewrite the sentence in a register only future, you would read. The structural test is simple. Would you say this sentence to yourself in a hard moment? Or would you say it to someone you are trying to impress? If the latter, the costume is in the document. The second failure mode is aspirational framing. Sentences that describe what you intend to be, what you are working toward, who you want to become. Aspirational framing is costume protection. It keeps the structural identity statement soft enough that the costume can reoccupy it under pressure. The document needs to describe what you structurally are now in load-bearing terms. The aspirational version reads well. The structural version operates. The two are not the same. Pick the version that operates. The third failure mode is abstraction as avoidance. When a section gets specific in a way that would obligate you to act, the costume pulls the section up into abstraction. I commit to operating with greater integrity in financial matters. That is abstraction. I no longer the version of me who underprices my rate. My floor is now this number. The costume's pricing logic does not operate the room anymore. That is operation. The structural version costs you something to write. That cost is the test. If the sentence does not cost you something, it has not landed yet. The fourth failure mode is completion anxiety. The costume wants to finish the document quickly, so it can stop being audited. The pull is to write fast, finalize, move on. The remedy is the opposite. Sit with each section longer than you want to. The document is not a deliverable to complete. It is the doctrine you will operate from for the next phase of the install. Slowness in this composition is structurally correct. The fifth failure mode is section asymmetry. Three sections will come easy, and three will come hard. The pattern is structural. The easy sections are the ones the costume is comfortable letting you write because they do not threaten its operation. The hard ones are the load-bearing ones. The harder a section is to finish, the more honest the section is being. Stay with the hard ones longer than with the easy ones. If you finish the document feeling like three sections nailed and three are weak, the three weak ones are the ones that needed more time and got less of it. Now, let us walk through the six sections. The identity statement. One paragraph naming who you are now. In a frame the costume could not have produced. Not a title. not a list of roles. The structural identity that survives across roles. Read your draft aloud. Does the sentence land as something you would say to yourself in a hard moment, or as something you would say to someone you are trying to impress? If the latter, rewrite. This is the first section, because every other section rests on it. An identity statement that is still costume version makes the next five sections collapse back into the costume. Get this one load-bearing before you move on. The costume synthesis. One paragraph compressing the five domain audit from module one into the single load-bearing thread, which costume showed up across multiple domains. What it earned you, what it cost, and what it no longer has to run in the background. The synthesis is not the list. The synthesis is the name. Test yourself. Can you name the cost of the costume in something other than feelings? Energy, money, relationships, hours, opportunities forgone. If the cost is still floating in subjective language, the synthesis has not landed. Specificity makes the synthesis operational. Vagueness keeps it ornamental. Vocabulary as operations. 3 to 5 terms from module 2 that you now operate on. Written as live moves, not as definitions. For each term, the structural test. Can you point to something you did in the last 7 days that you would not have done before declassifying the term? If no, the term is still vocabulary, not yet operation. The document does not capture vocabulary. The document captures vocabulary in motion, as architecture you actually move from. Architecture sketch in operation. Pull forward the 3 to 5 sketches from module 3 that are now in active build. Not the wish list, the ones with first moves visible. The document captures them as architecture under construction, not as ambition. Test, for each sketch, can you name the first move you have already made on it? Not the first move you intend. The first move you have already made. Sketches with no move yet are ambition. They belong elsewhere. The document is for sketches that have crossed into construction. The integration claim. The single sentence that synthesizes the previous 4 sections. What does phase 1 mean operationally for how you conduct yourself going forward? This is the load-bearing summary. If every other section of the document were lost, this sentence would still be enough to operate from. Test. If a future version of you read only this sentence in the middle of a pullback day, would the sentence be enough to operate from? The integration claim is structurally a compressed anchor. One breath, full architecture. If the sentence reads as poetic but does not hold you upright when you say it aloud, edit until it does. The phase 2 bridge. 2 to 3 specific adversarial systems you currently operate inside, named precisely, that phase 2 will work on. Not vague. The phrase social media does no work in phase 2. Specific does work. The Slack channel where the founder runs ego validation cycles and the team performs alignment by avoiding dissent. That is operational. For each system named, can you specify the architecture of the room it runs on? Which frequency captures you? What it costs you? What holds you inside it? Vague names do no work in phase 2. Specific names are the surface phase 2 operates against. When you finish a section, do not move on immediately. Reread it aloud. Listen for the costume. If the section sounds like the version of you the costume protects, edit. If the section sounds like the version of you the costume cannot reach, the section is done. The document is done when rereading it produces no surprise. Everything in it is something you have already been operating on, just named precisely. If rereading produces wow, I did not know I felt that way. The document is still doing journal work, not operating spec work. Edit until the surprise is gone. The document is also done when the integration claim, read aloud, holds you upright, not impresses you, holds you. If the sentence is still trying to be poetic, edit. The claim is structural, not lyrical. After the document closes, reread it once a week for the first month of phase 2. The pullback from the field is real. and the document is what keeps the install legible under that pull. After the first month, drop to monthly. Edit the document only when something has structurally shifted, not when you have a new feeling about it. The document tracks architecture, not daily mood. Sovereignty in this domain is the state where the document is not a deliverable you wrote. It is the operating spec you live inside. When the document and the lived architecture stop being two different things, phase one is structurally complete. That is the work in front of you. Sit down to compose. Walk through each section in order. Listen for the costume. Stay with the hard ones. Land the integration claim until it holds you upright. The document is the architecture made permanent enough to operate from when the field pulls back. Carry it into phase two.